It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It was 26 years ago today that the Berlin Wall came down, a wall that was more than a symbol of division. And we have a little sound montage for you that will put you back in the arc of history around the Berlin Wall.
I am proud to come to this city as the guest of your distinguished mayor, who has symbolized throughout the world the fighting spirit of West Berlin. Two thousand years ago, the proudest boast was Civis Romanus Sum. Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is Ich bin ein Berliner.
There is one sign the Soviets can make that would be unmistakable, that would advance dramatically the cause of freedom and peace. General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Good evening, everyone. From the west side of the Berlin Wall at the Brandenburg Gate, I'm Tom Brokaw. The Brandenburg Gate, of course, is in East Berlin, and the sound that you hear and what you're seeing tonight, not hammers and sickles, but hammers and chisels as young people take down this wall bit by bit. Earlier this evening, the Communist Central Committee in East Berlin proposed an action program, including free elections and a democratic coalition government. Tonight, citizens from both Germanies are singing and dancing on the wall itself, reunited right on top of that harsh symbol of division.
This year also marks the 25th anniversary of the unification of Germany. Joining us to address the impact these events have had on the world and what they mean to Pittsburgh are Dr. Stephen Szabo, Executive Director of the Transatlantic Academy in Washington, D.C., and Steve Sokol, our good friend who is former president of the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh, now president of the American Council on Germany. Gentlemen, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Great to be back.
You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. Gentlemen, where were you when the Berlin Wall came down 26 years ago? We'll start with Stephen Szabo.
I was teaching at the National War College in Washington, D.C., and actually had been on the McNeil Lehrer show the night before talking about it, about the possibility of the wall coming down. So even though I think I saw the momentum, I was, like everybody else, surprised by the drama and the immediacy of how fast it happened.
And Steve Sokol.
I was actually in Berlin. I was lucky enough to have a Fulbright scholarship in Berlin, studying at the Free University. And as somebody who was in Berlin at the time, I'd say it was hard to anticipate exactly what was going to happen.
And so did you get involved in some of the activities, maybe standing on top of the wall or any of that kind of thing?
I wasn't quite standing on top of the wall, but I was certainly chipping away at it.
Sure.
It's one of those things where how could you miss a moment of history like that, especially if you're in the city where it's happening? And as somebody who had gone to Berlin as a student and made a point of going over to East Berlin at least once a month to sort of see what it was like behind the wall, when I heard the news reports that the wall was open and that it was coming down, of course I had to go and experience that. And it was quite something. I mean, the euphoria on the streets was just incredible.
Has the movie Bridge of Spies, which is out now and has gotten great reviews, and I've seen it, it's very, very good. Great performance by Tom Hanks, and it's based on actual events. Has that brought back a lot of this for not just for you folks, but just people in general? Where, yeah, you know, it was a very bad situation when that wall went up.
I think it does. I think you have to think you have a very large part of the population, both in Germany and the U.S., were born after the wall came down. So they had no idea what East Berlin was like, what the division of Germany was like at the time. So I think from that point of view, seeing a movie like The Bridge of Spies shows younger people, you know, what how tough it really was and how dangerous it was in those times.
And there are other films, The Lives of Others, which received an Oscar award, I think is another one that
Great movie. Is
very insightful in terms of what life was like in the East, and that people felt that they were being spied on by their friends, neighbors, family, in terms of what the situation was really like for people living in East Germany at the time.
So let's talk about the impact of the Berlin Wall, the fall of the Berlin Wall, particularly as it pertains to Pittsburgh. And I think, Steve Sokol, you can certainly address a lot of that.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where I think this region has had a long and deep connection with Germany. German immigrants and German-speaking immigrants started coming here in the early 19th century. They settled in what was called Allegheny City, which was annexed by Pittsburgh in 1907 and is now called the North Side, Deutschtown. I think everybody's familiar with that. Not everybody is maybe as familiar with the very deep and close economic and investment ties that this region has with Germany. There are something like 120, 125 German companies or subsidiaries of German companies that are here in the Pittsburgh area, employing around 15,000 people, if not more than that, here in the area. There's a relatively new German-American Chamber of Commerce that's been launched here to try to strengthen some of those business ties and economic ties. But for me, as somebody who's had a long association with Germany, this year and today is not just the 26th anniversary of the fall of the wall, but as you mentioned in your intro, this year is the 25th anniversary of German unification. And it was actually 25 years ago that I was working with Steve Szabo on a book that he wrote about the 2+4 negotiations that reunified Germany as his research assistant at Johns Hopkins University. And reflecting on diplomacy at that time and the role that diplomacy played and the role that Germany plays on the world stage today, I think is truly fascinating. And of course, what happens on the world stage affects us here in Pittsburgh as well.
And Steve Szabo, tell us about the Transatlantic Academy, an independent research center in Washington, D.C. that you are executive director of. Each year, some of the resident fellows are Pittsburghers.
That's right. We've had a couple of Pittsburghers, including Professor Linden from Pittsburgh University of Pittsburgh, and also Cliff Bob, who's at Duquesne. We bring together scholars from North America and Europe to spend 9 months in Washington working on a single theme. And this year, we're actually looking at Russia and the West, and how do we respond to the challenge that Putin has given to not only to the United States but to Europe. And I think one of the key issues that we've seen here is we stuck together. The U.S. and Europe have stuck together on Russia policy, on the sanctions issue. And this is very difficult to do given the different geographic and economic interests that the Europeans have. So we try to promote understanding and sort of cross-cultural sort of exchanges of ideas on key issues. And so, as I mentioned, this year it's Russia. Next year it'll be the U.S.-German relationship and where it's going.
And Steve Sokol, we have about 30 seconds left, but I wanted to let you mention that the American Council on Germany has a chapter in Pittsburgh and it organizes events from time to time.
We do indeed, and that's the reason why I'm here. We have chapters in 20 cities across the U.S., including Pittsburgh, and Steve Szabo will actually be speaking at Duquesne University this afternoon at 4:30.
So we'll look forward to that at 4:30, and it should be a smashing event. And I want to thank both of you for joining us on this 26th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Dr. Steven Szabo, Executive Director of the Transatlantic Academy in Washington, D.C., and Steve Sokol, former President of the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh, now President of the American Council on Germany. Gentlemen, Steves, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that you joined us for this edition of Essential Pittsburgh. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer, saying so long for now.